Hello, this is Kurt Benrud with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next 29 minutes, I'll be reading movie reviews and theater previews. These are reviews of movies and previews of local theater, all of which will be available with audio description in the foreseeable future. And the first one I want to bring up is The King's Speech. It's a movie playing at the North Carolina Museum of Art in the Outdoor Amphitheater. I'm going to point out real quick here, they've got some free tickets available for anybody using the audio description service there. And so remember this name, George Holt. He's in charge of it, and his phone number, area 919-664-6545. That's 919-664. And I may have said the last part wrong. It's 6745. So let me say it all again. 919-664-6745. And you can call him, tell him you want a pair of the free tickets, and they'll get you set up. Anyway, moving on. Enron is a live theater performance. It's Sunday, September 11th, 2 p.m. It's by Burning Coal Theater in their Murphy School Theater. It's a pay-what-you-can performance, and that means you can pay as little as you feel you can spare for it, or if you're feeling particularly affluent, pay full price. The Secret Garden. It's coming up on Sunday, September 25th. It's a 2 p.m. show. This is the Justice Theater Project. They are offering free tickets to users of the audio description service. Black and White Swan is on Sunday, October 2nd. It's a 2 p.m. matinee by Carolina Ballet. Playmakers Repertory Company on Tuesday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m. is In the Next Room. Cary Players has Once Upon a Mattress on Thursday, October 6th, 7:30 p.m. It's a pretty good week there. October 2nd, October 4th, October 6th, three plays. I'm up for that. North Carolina Theater on Saturday, October 29th, 2 p.m., has Evita. Here's an important one. It's Carolina Ballet. They're offering Dracula and Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death. These are ballet forms. This is Sunday, October 30th. It's 2 p.m., and this is a re-performance of last year's performance of this particular pair. And note that October 30th is just about Halloween, so consider that the way to spend Halloween at Carolina Ballet with Dracula and Edgar Allan Poe. Anyway, further down the road, Playmakers has the Parchment Hour on Tuesday, November 8th. Carolina Ballet will have Cinderella on Sunday, November 27th. North Carolina Theater will have A Christmas Story on Sunday, December 3rd. Burning Coal Theater Company has Henry V on Sunday, December 4th. Cary Players has It's a Wonderful Life also on Sunday, December 4th. Playmakers has Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on Tuesday, December 13th. And Carolina Ballet has The Nutcracker on Saturday, December 24th. Coincidentally, that is Christmas Eve. Now, a couple other theaters in the area, Durham Performing Arts Center and Theater in the Park, they've committed to offer audio description for any performance requested with a two-week advance notice. Now, this works in our favor a little bit because you're not stuck with the night with the one night like you are with the other theaters. The other side of the coin, though, is you have to decide at least 2 weeks in advance that you want it. But the Durham Performing Arts Center has Come Fly Away, and it runs from September 27th through October 3rd. They also have Rock of Ages, which runs October 25th through October 30th. And the Radio City Christmas Spectacular, which runs November 10th through the 17th. And Theater in the Park, well, they just are now finishing up their run of Mice and Men, so I won't bother telling you about Of Mice and Men, okay? However, A Christmas Carol runs December 8th through December 14th. And so with any of those that I've just mentioned now, if you pick a night that you know you want to go, let them know you want audio description, and they will have it for you. Okay, that is the live stuff, along with the movie at the Art Museum. Now, real quick here, there's only one movie in the commercial theaters, and it's the North Hills Stadium in Raleigh. They've got 30 minutes or less. It's an R-rated movie playing through the 25th, which is Thursday of this week. To get showtimes for it, you'll want to call the North Hills Stadium at area 919-786-4494. That's 919-786-4494. Make sure you specify when you ask for showtimes that you want the audio described 30 minutes or less, and they'll get it under control. Okay, well, let's take a look at some blurbs about some of these not-so-near-future plays that are going to be having the audio-described performances. The ballet, Black and White Swan, once again, it's October 2nd at 2 p.m. The Carolina Ballet will be performing this in the Fletcher Opera Theater, downtown Raleigh, in the whatever the electric company calls itself nowadays, in their big complex that includes Memorial Auditorium. Anyway, they start talking about a movie. They say, in the psychological thriller Black Swan, Oscar-winning actress Natalie Portman plays a ballerina struggling to play Odette, the innocent white swan, and Odile, the sensual black swan, in a production of Swan Lake. Carolina Ballet tops the film with the company premieres of White Swan and Black Swan, both in their entirety using Petipa's original choreography and featuring four rotating casts of dancers. The program also includes works from the company's vast repertory of more than 100 ballets. Now, if you've got a major ballet fan in your circle of friends or family, that's the person to corral to take you on down there. But the box office for Black and White Swan, their phone number is 919-719-0900. That's 919-719-0900 for Black and White Swan on October 2nd, 2 p.m. A closer look now at The Secret Garden. Now, this play, it opens on September 9th, and it runs Friday, Saturday nights, and Sunday afternoons, all the way up through the 25th of September. The audio-described performance is a Sunday afternoon. It's the 25th at 2 p.m. This is the Justice Theater Project, and they perform at the St. Francis of Assisi Church on 11401 Leesville Road in Raleigh. And the tickets, normally tickets are $20 for adults. Students and seniors pay $15, and groups of 10 or more are 12 apiece. However, they are offering free tickets to anybody using the audio-described service, and that's one for you and one for your driver. So make sure you call this upcoming number here. It's 919-264-7089. That's 919-264-7089. Make sure they know you want the Sunday, September 25th performance, 2 p.m., and make sure they know that you want a pair of the free tickets for users of the audio-described performance or audio-described service, because then they won't charge you. Anyway, this play is based on the beloved book by Frances Hodgson Burnett. It's a musical with books and lyrics by Marcia Norman, music by Lucy Simon. The director is a very delightful local young woman named Deb Royals. I'm going to tell you in parentheses here that you know one member of the cast, but I won't tell you his name. Anyway, this Tony Award-winning musical tells the story of Mary Lennox, a lonely little girl sent to live with her Uncle Archibald in England after being orphaned by a cholera epidemic in India. Now, Uncle Archibald, who is still grieving over the loss of his beloved wife Lily, who incidentally died 10 years before we meet him, and distraught over the condition of his bedridden son, he casts a dark shadow over the manor where he lives until Mary discovers a secret garden. By nursing this garden back to life, Mary restores life to her grieving uncle and to his son. That's the blurb offered by Justice Theater Project on their website. A little bit from another website here, and there's a bit of a repeat, so bear with me, but The Secret Garden is a musical based on the 1911 novel of the same name by Frances Hodgson Burnett. The musical's books and lyrics by Marcia Norman with music by Lucy Simon. It premiered on Broadway in 1991 and ran for 709 performances. The story is set in the early years of the 20th century. Mary Lennox, a young English girl born and raised in the British Raj in India, is orphaned by a cholera outbreak when she is 11 years old. She's sent away from India to Yorkshire, England, to live with relatives whom she has never met. Her own personality blossoms as she and a young gardener bring new life to a neglected garden, and she also brings new life to her sickly cousin and to her uncle. An important bit of information here, Triangle Radio Reading Service will be broadcasting a reading of the book starting next Wednesday. Listen in for details, because they'll be coming up in announcements not too far down the road. I'm going to pause for a second here and get ready to tell you a little more about Enron. Okay, that was my pause. And now, anyway, Burning Coal Theater Company opens its 15th season in Raleigh with Lucy Preble's blistering comedy, Enron. This will be the southeastern premiere of Enron. The production will run September 8th through the 25th at the Murphy School Theater at 224 Polk Street in Raleigh. Let me mention there is a bus stop right across the street from them. Anyway, performances are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 p.m. On Sunday, September 11th, the 2 p.m. show is a pay-what-you-can day, and the performance will be the audio-described performance. Tickets are $20 or $15 for students, seniors, and active military. And if I went there on pay-what-you-can day and felt I could only afford $5 for the week in question, that's what I would pay. So don't be shy. Anyway, for reservations and information, call Burning Coal Theater. It's area 919-834-4001. That's 919-834-4001. They also have a website at www.burningcoal.org. Now, the play does contain strong language, and it's recommended for people 16 years old and above. And I just barely squeak by on that one. Anyway, Enron is not strictly a musical, but it uses a great deal of music, dance, movement, puppets, and video elements to tell the story of one of the most heinous crimes of the 20th century, which was the Enron Corporation's decline from the very top of American business to a collapse of unprecedented proportions. Ken Lay, Jeffrey Skilling, Andy Fastow, the Arthur Anderson Accounting Firm, etc., etc., they are all there in Preble's blistering comedy tragedy. The play focuses on Skilling's meteoric... Okay, I'm going to say it right. The play focuses on Skilling's meteoric rise from obscurity to the position of president of one of the world's most powerful energy companies. Skilling was brilliant but flawed, and he allowed himself to be drawn into a morass of unethical and illegal activities until the vast Enron empire crashed around him. The play was originally presented at the Chichester Festival, and it moved to the Royal Court in London in 2009, and then to the London's West End early 2010, transferred to Broadway shortly thereafter, and it's been touring in England. And when it opened in London, the Telegraph's Dominic Cavendish called it an era-defining, must-see theatrical event. Michael Billington, writing in The Guardian, called it an exhilarating mix of political satire, modern morality, and multimedia spectacle. Okay. Lucy Prebble, the author of this play, it's her second one. Her first was called The Sugar Syndrome, and it premiered at the Royal Court Theatre in London back in 2003 and won her the George Devine Award for Outstanding New Playwright. The director, Jerry Davis, is the founding artistic director of Burning Coal Theatre Company, and he will be staging this particular production for Burning Coal. He's from Tennessee, but he worked in New York as a professional actor and director, and has been down here in North Carolina for around 15 years, directing all kinds of stuff. The cast in the play include Ken Lay, that's the character Ken Lay, is played by Chapel Hill actor Mark Filiaci, who's appeared with Burning Coal on a number of occasions. Jeffrey Skilling will be played by a New York City-based actor named Nick Berg Barnes. The role of Andy Fastow will be played by Durham actor John Allor. And there's a fictional character in this named Claudia Rowe, who will be played by Raleigh actress Jen Suchanek. Other people from the area that appear in this are Jade Arnold, Amanda Watson, Christine Zagrobelny, Jeff Aguiar, James Anderson, Gus Allen, Julie Oliver, Jason Mark Durst, John Allen, Whitley Madron, Riley Watson, and Benji Jones. Okay, that was the close look at the closest to us play. Now we'll take a look a little further down the road here. The blurb for the play at Playmakers Repertory Company called In the Next Room or The Vibrator Play by Sarah Rule. It will be running September 21st through October 9th. Evenings are 7:30. Matinees on Sunday are 2 p.m. Now, the audio-described performance is on October 4th, and this play was a 2010 Tony Award nominee for Best Play and also a Pulitzer Prize finalist. In the late 1800s, doctors invented a new medical device to treat patients afflicted with so-called female hysteria, a charming and insightful story of desire, frustration, and sympathy and understanding between the sexes. With One Sensibility of a Play by George Bernard Shaw or Oscar Wilde, as seen through the lyrical lens of one of our finest modern playwrights. Now, once again, this play will be playing on October 4th, and it'll be a 7:30 show. You need to know that on the audio-described night, it's only $10 for anybody, and that's much cheaper than the upper 20s and lower 30s that play on some of the other nights. But some quotes about this. The Los Angeles Times says this play is breathtakingly inventive, a modern masterpiece. The New York Times says it's spirited and stimulating. Now, box office hours at Playmakers Repertory Company are noon to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and also 2 hours prior to curtain time. You can call them at area 919-962-7529. That's 919-962-7529. If that 7529 is too hard to remember, it's on the phone dial. It's also PLAY. And remember, it's only $10 on audio-described night. Once Upon a Mattress is the next offering by Carrie Players, and they'll be playing September 30th through October 8th. The October 2nd performance is 3 p.m., and the October 6th performance was the one you need to know about, and along with all the other ones, are 7:30 in the evening. This is the audio-described performance on Thursday, October 6th. And these shows are, incidentally, in the brand-new Cary Arts Center. They tell us to be a part of history when Cary Players produces the very first musical to hit the stage of the brand-new Cary Arts Center in downtown Cary. This 399-seat, state-of-the-art theater will quickly become Cary's hottest cultural gathering place, and you can be there for our first production, the beloved musical Once Upon a Mattress. Think you know the story of The Princess and the Pea? You may be in for a surprise. Carried on a wave of wonderful songs, this rollicking spin on a royal courtship provides some side-splitting shenanigans. You'll never look at fairy tales the same way again. Now, Nancy Rich of Actors Comedy Lab will be directing this show. Musical director Cody Cockrell will be doing the music, and I might add, incidentally, he's doing the music for The Secret Garden, and he's just a marvelous musical director, said the guy that you know that is in the show. Anyway, all tickets for Cary Players 2011-2012 season can be purchased at the Cary Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue. Box office are 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday, Saturday 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For questions on tickets, you can call the box office at area 919-469-4069. That's 919-469-4069. How much, you might ask? Well, adults for this show are $18. Seniors, which they call anybody 55 plus, and students are all $16. And that's Once Upon a Mattress. The audio-described show of that is on Thursday, October 6th at 7:30 p.m. Okay, still looking down the way here, we've got North Carolina Theater's production of Evita, which the audio-described performance is on October 29th at 2 p.m. It actually opens way back on the 22nd and plays through the 30th, in case you want to recommend it to anybody else. But Evita is about Argentina's controversial First Lady, Eva Perón, and she's the subject of this dynamic musical masterpiece, Evita. It's told through a compelling Andrew Lloyd Webber score that fuses haunting chorales with exuberant Latin, pop, and jazz influences. Evita creates an arresting theatrical portrait as complex as the woman herself. And this is going to be in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium in the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And one last look down the road here, and this is at Dracula and the Mask of the Red Death, which Carolina Ballet is doing in the second half of October. They're playing at weekends, October 13th through the 20th, or through the 30th, rather, with the audio-described show on October 30th, which is a Sunday, 2 p.m. matinee, and we're going to pretend it's Halloween. But anyway, when the Prince of Darkness and the Master of Horror debuted here last season, the double feature played to sold-out houses and left audiences anticipating the pair's next visit. Good news. Both have graciously accepted our invitation to return this season for a strictly limited Halloween engagement, with J. Mark Searce's music performed by a live orchestra conducted by music director Alfred E. Sturgis. The Tony-nominated Broadway and television star Alan Campbell reprises the role of Dr. Seward in Dracula. Now, I've got a short review here from last year. Carolina Ballet's Dracula and the Mask of the Red Death is full of chills and thrills. The Carolina Ballet production of Dracula and the Mask of the Red Death at the Progress Energy Center is an excellent way to spend a chilly fall afternoon. Both segments offer spooky, off-the-wall fun that viewers wouldn't expect to find at a ballet. The brief Mask of the Red Death, skillfully directed by Robert Weiss, transports viewers to a decadent masquerade full of colorful costumes designed by David Hovell. In sharp juxtaposition to the festive theme are rigid dances and a frightening figure that represents death itself. Effectively danced by Gabor Capon, death is easily the most memorable performance of the evening. Now, the longer ballet, Dracula, is equally enjoyable, making it difficult to choose a favorite. Lynn Taylor Corbett picks out some of the important and some of the most underplayed scenes from the classic and brings them to their full, terrifying life. Magical disappearances and a creepy set add to the fun. Now, what's most impressive in these two stories, however, is how versatile they are. Audience members who simply wanted to be treated to season-appropriate thrills and chills get their wish. But there are also deeper meanings to explore as well. This is a performance that everyone can and will enjoy. Okay, that is all of the live stuff now, and now I'm going to take a look at part of the review of 30 minutes or less. Just a quick reminder, this is the one movie that's playing in the commercial theaters with audio description, and it's playing at the North Hills Theater in Raleigh, and it's through Thursday of this week. Make sure you consider calling them at 786-4494. That's 786-4494 to ask about times. But 30 minutes or less, it's a 2001 movie, and it stars Jesse Eisenberg and Danny McBride, also Aziz Ansari, Nick Swardson, and Michael Pena. The director is Ruben Fleischer. It's an action-adventure comedy with an R rating. It runs 83 minutes, which means it's only a little over an hour and 20 minutes. Not bad. There is an advisory for crude and sexual content, pervasive language. There's some nudity and some violence. Well, in this movie, Nick is a small-town pizza delivery guy whose mundane life collides with the big plans of two wannabe criminal masterminds. The volatile duo kidnaps Nick and forces him to rob a bank. With mere hours to pull off the impossible task, Nick enlists the help of his ex-best friend, Chet. As the clock ticks, the two must deal with the police, hired assassins, flamethrowers, and their own tumultuous relationship. Well, Mariusz Zambrowski of the Critical Critics gives this movie 3 out of a possible 5 stars, and he tells us that the central character, Nick, the pizza delivery boy, hates his job. And he spends time outside of work drinking, watching movies, and talking to Kate, who is a former Spark, and to his best friend, and is also his best friend Chet's twin sister. The movie also stars Danny McBride as Dwayne, a distinguished man-child who plans on hiring a hitman to kill the Major, who is played by Fred Ward, his disgruntled ex-Marine turned lottery winner father. Sick of cleaning his dad's pool for a meager $10 an hour, he works under the guidance of a stripper named Juicy, played by Bianca Kajlich, and his best friend Travis, played by Nick Swarton. The only problem, the hit is going to cost $100,000. Okay, well, anyway, that's where the movie goes, and I'm starting to run out of time for this round of movie reviews and theater previews. Wanted to let you know that in a couple of weeks, Ramona Trainer, a good friend of mine, is going to be taking over the reins of this program. But for the meantime, I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Glad to have you with us this broadcast, and I'll talk with you later.